E vamos entrar em...
Ok. This is great. XP mode. Fantastic. Não. Free. It's free. Comes with the operating system. Windows 7 Professional and above. So Ultimate, Enterprise, etc. But do you imagine yourselves going through 300 machines in your organizations and creating a machine for each one so they can use old applications? Anyone want to do that? No? You sure? No? Okay, I wouldn't want to do it.
It's fun.
I wouldn't want to do it, even if I had a fantasmita of those, copying them around. No, I wouldn't want to do that. Now that's where this comes in, Medvi. And Medvi is part of MDOP. We've already seen some of the other things that come with MDOP, like Dart and APPV, so AppV. And now we're going to talk about desktop virtualization. So let's go ahead and see what we can do with this. We are finding that most of the applications just work out of the box in Windows 7, but not all of them. And the ones that don't work is the ones that make most noise, the ones that we are more worried about, and the ones that, well, make our satisfaction go down. So Medvi is an application that is here not to stay. We're not putting Medvi, and that's why it's free with MDOP. But it's not an application to stay. It's an application to stay until XP is there. So hopefully we will need this only until 2014 when everyone migrates. And after that, well, probably we'll use Medvi again when you want to migrate to Windows next. Okay? Probably.
I have a question.
Probably we will miss... What is it?
Is XP going to die?
You're going to die. Someone over there said so. Someday, maybe. I don't know. In Spain, when we were talking all about this, there was people twittering. And we were saying, yeah, because everyone has XP and all that. And there was people saying, no. I've got 98. yeah. In Spain, we have that a lot.
Spain is different.
Spain is different, yes. Anyway, there are some applications that can't be just translated directly into Windows 7 and that can't work. So we need Medvi, and we need to execute those applications inside an XP machine, like we saw in Paula's demo. And those are the hard ones, okay? So the easy ones just work, and there's a very high number of applications that just work, but there are some at the bottom that really are painful. So here's Enterprise Desktop Virtualization. So Medvi is here to help you do that. And what can you do with Medvi? Okay, we're in Medvi, and we're in Medvi version 1. I guess, is there anyone here using Medvi? No? Okay. Don't start now, because we're just about to launch Medvi version 2, and it does many other things that Medvi 1 doesn't do. I'm here to show you Medvi 1. I didn't have time to download the bits. They're still in beta. Anyway. But what things can it do? Okay, it can deploy virtual Windows XP instances already integrated in your domain, so with user accounts from your domain. And it can do it automatically. So you just have to say which user groups are going to download that image, and they can go and get it. But you can do other things as well that you can't do with XP mode. For example, you can tell it to redirect automatically certain IE6 applications. So what you say is, yes, I have certain applications inside my organizations which I can't migrate yet, and they only work with IE6. Hopefully, every minute of the day that you're doing this is less and less, because IE6 is also a very old browser, and it has quite a lot of security issues. So if you can migrate, great. If you can't, you can use this. So when someone uses and types in a certain URL, it will go directly using IE6 inside that machine. The user doesn't need to even know he has installed anything. And, well, you can monitor through the application if everyone's using it correctly, if they have any problems, troubleshooting, etc. So you've got a centralized environment where you can do all this. And well, this is a little bit of the architecture and how it works. We have an Active Directory, and the machines we're going to get are going to be using an account from our domain. So all these machines are going to have an account. And the end user is just going to connect to the management server. He's going to get an image, and it's going to be downloaded there, and he's going to be using it as if the machine, well, the applications that are running inside the machine were part of his operating system, and he doesn't need to know that there's a real machine running underneath. Okay? I want to show you this. I know it's late. I know you guys are probably wanting to hit home. So I'll do this quick. I'll show you the experience, and I'll show you how it works. So can you change screens? For me, here you can have your mouse back. Okay, so what I've done for this demo is I've created a Windows 7 machine. I didn't want to build a great big environment like in Direct Access. What I did was I installed everything on one Windows 7 machine, so all the management of MedV can be installed on the client machine as well. Obviously, that's not how you're going to have it, but you're going to have it on a server, but you can do that if you want. So things I tell you, you can do. If I open a browser, and for example, I try to browse this, for example, some of these search engines that nobody uses, and Google, and oh, there you go, why? Why did he do that? It went straight to IE6. What I did with MedV is I you'll see it when I show you the console, it's got this red line all around the application. I just put it there so I can show you that it's an application running inside MedV and not an application of the machine. But you can take it away so that the user really doesn't notice. Obviously, it is running inside a Windows XP, so you can tell that there's no, how do you say?
What?
Las pantallas que se ven por detrás. You can tell that this one is...
The transparency?
Transparent, yeah. Yes, thank you. It's transparent, this one isn't, so yes, obviously it's an XP that's running underneath. Okay, so that's what we see. And we can do that automatically. Another thing that you can do, this I love. How many of you, because I get this a lot, how many of you that come from Windows XP, when you went to Vista or Windows 7, you couldn't find anything? You didn't know where anything was. Has anyone seen that before? Yes? Some? No, not many. In Spain, everyone lifts their hand. Why? Because they say, I had everything under control, and now we can't find anything. It was all there. The little window there, and programs, and everything was underneath there. And now I don't know where it is. Okay, well, in Vista, what we did was we put this little round box here, and we put a search there. So we don't need to know where things are. Okay, so if I need to find Word, I don't need to know it's in Start, Programs, Office, Word. No, I don't need to spend all these clicks finding it. I don't need to spend my memory on things like that. So what I do is I say Word. Oh, there you go. I've got two. And for the client, it's the same. He just sees two words, two versions of Word, 2010 installed locally in the machine, and Word 2003. Normally, none of these two applications could live together because they share certain DLL, certain names. So there you go. You've got both. You could open any of them. Let's open 2010 just so you can see that I do have installed. I haven't started it ever before, but there you go. We can play with it. I can minimize it, and I could open the other one. So let's go to Word or Excel or whatever. 2003. And there you go. Still the red underline there, so we can play around with it. Okay, that's the perception that the user has. So the user hasn't changed much for him. He's got a Windows 7, but he can still use all these applications that you or our developers don't know how to migrate. So it's always the developer's fault. Okay, there we go. Let's see. Let's show you the console. Just so you can see, it's very simple. The console, we can do quite a lot of stuff there. It's asking me for permission, so let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but not too much. There you go. Now you know all my passwords. Okay, there we go. Starting off. Okay, the first thing I want to show you is the images. Because you can create lots of images here. You can create an image for the marketing group. You can create an image for the support team. You can create an image for whoever. Okay? So first of all, you create images, and you create XPs. You could create Vistas. You could create Windows 7s, whatever you need. Okay? You can have it from here. So you create an image, and you'll just assign it here. And then if we go to the policy, what we need to create is workspaces. And workspaces lets us define what we want to do inside those machines. So for example, the first thing you would do is you would select the image. I only have one, so I can only select one. And I can do things like, okay, if it's been idle for 5 minutes, let's just do this. If it's been idle for 5 minutes or whatever, you just hibernated or just put it in standby, whatever. You can do certain things like that. Things that you can do. I love this because what you can do is, obviously, you try and keep normally all the machines in your environment more or less the same, but that's very difficult. In Microsoft, it's impossible. So, for example, Paul over here, he has a 16 gigabyte of memory machine. Is that true? So I'm pretty pissed off I didn't get one, but anyway, it's not his fault. But the thing is, it's very difficult to have same machines all around. And some machines are going to have more memory free, some machines are going to have less memory free. So you can organize that here, and you can say, okay, if you have zero memory left, but you need to use this, well, I'm only going to assign 128. I could put even less, because Windows XP does run with less. And if you have a lot left, well, why don't I give you 512 megabytes? I could do that, and it will run better. So, here you can do all this. So that's cool. That's the thing I enjoy about this. Let's see what other things we can do. See, this is what we were showing you before, the frame. I have made a frame so that you could tell when you're using these type of applications. I could just remove that and apply the settings, and then no one using these machines will get the frame. Obviously, these are settings that go with that workspace. So this would happen on the next time they update the workspace. But it's just an XML file, so it's not much that they have to change. The image will be still the same. So let's see what other things we can do. Okay, we can do deployment. Oh, yes, we can publish different type of applications. So, for example, I have published XP Remote. I have published an application here, which I like to play a lot, and it's one of my favorite working tools. It's Street Fighter. yeah, that and Facebook. That's all I do. And, well, yeah, here's the browsing. The browsing that I talked to you about. So now if I use medvdemo domain or google.com domain, any of those, I will go and use IE6 automatic. Okay? So, well, that's basically it. You can go and set some scripts so that then when they log on, they can get some scripts, etc. Okay? So it's a very powerful tool, but as I told you, I don't think it's here to stay, but it is here to help us get our compatibility straight. Okay? So, change back here. Oh, God. Okay, see, he makes fun of me for this all the time. This is his machine. And there you go. Look how many processors he's got. Is that fair or what? No, it's not. Yeah. Take that away.
A couple of cores there.
Yes, I know. The thing is, there's a demo we do. Service Pack 1 is just about to be launched, and I don't know if you've played around with Hyper-V, but one of the things we show is RemoteFX, and RemoteFX needs certain stuff that machine has and that no other machine has in our environment. So he has to do the demo. He gets what done. That's the only time. Okay. So I told you, don't start implementing version 1 yet, because we're just about to launch version 2, and it has quite a lot of differences. I guess you can't see much. That's why I didn't even bother translating. But you can tell, for example, things like what we saw in XP mode. You could use smart USB redirection. Med V1 does not allow that, but Med V2 does. Okay, I have to be honest with you. Med V is not a Microsoft product. We always do this. You know, we don't have to develop, so every time we find something that's really cool, we buy it. It's much smarter to do that. Okay, so what we do is the second version, yeah, that we do ourselves. But the first one, why bother? So we have made it a little bit better. And I hope you can...
We're always very careful with that.
Yeah, well...
We always change the name. Yeah, always.
Yeah, Kidaro, no? It was.
Yeah, it was Kidaro, and we changed the name.
Cool
but
product,
we
though.
Do that every time. Time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. You know, Kidaro was that. What was the ERD commander?
Yeah, yeah.
And we do that sometimes.
That was
don't record
else.
Any of that, please.
No. Soft grid.
I want to keep my job. Okay, so we've come to the end. And Paul and me, we don't know how much longer we're going to last in this role. Because we don't have much money to do stuff. Well, it's a job that you need money, at least to travel around and see you guys, because that's what we love to do. So we're learning how to fix wheels.
We do extra jobs.
We're learning how to give presents to people around the world.
And we also organize... street races.
Yes.
If you ever want to participate, there you go.
So we don't know how much we're going to last here, but we're planning on having fun. So thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you for taking the time and staying until the end, and hope to see you soon some other time. Thank you.
Thanks.